Observations made by the Keck telescope in Hawaii have confirmed a fourth planet orbiting a nearby star, but have thrown current theories of planetary formation into doubt. Publishing in the journal Nature this week, Christian Marois from the Hertzberg Institute of Astrophysics in Canada and colleagues in the United States have analysed near-infrared images of the star HR 8799 and found a new exoplanet to add to the three already previously discovered. These planets have particular properties that make this sort of imaging possible. They're very massive. The new one is somewhere between 7 and 10 times the mass of Jupiter. They're a long way from the star itself, over 25 times the distance between the Sun and the Earth. That's 25 astronomical units. And they're relatively young, less than 100 million years old. Younger planets are still hot from their creation, which makes them glow brightly in these near-infrared frequencies. Now, finding new planets is always fascinating in itself, but the really interesting thing about this system is that it doesn't fit with current models of planetary formation. There are two models that describe the formation of giant planets like this. There's the core accretion model, where small bits of rock collide and gradually clump together until that lump has enough mass, and therefore enough gravity, to hold onto an atmosphere. And there's also the disk instability or gravitational collapse model, where variations in the disk of material around the star, that's called a protoplanetary disk or a proplid, will condense out to form balls of gas that then gradually collect dusty matter at their core. In the case of the HR 8799 system, the innermost planet could well have formed by core accretion, but those further out would actually need far longer to do so. In fact, they'd need more than the age of the star itself, so obviously that can't have happened. So we look to the disk instability model. But in that case, the protoplanetary disk would not have been in the right condition to allow the innermost planet to form back when it did. So how did these planets get there? Well, right now, we just can't be sure. The authors say that a hybrid process with different planets forming through different mechanisms cannot be ruled out, but seems unlikely with the similar masses and dynamical properties of the four planets. The other option is that planets formed elsewhere and then moved into their current locations. But the thing is that until we find more systems like this one, we simply don't have enough information to be able to make this decision. But with exoplanets being discovered at a frankly astounding rate, we may find more of these planetary families soon.